exactly.
Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we are so thankful that we may sing the praises that have been penned for us from years gone by, to sing of the great and matchless worth of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who took upon Himself the form of a slave, really a bond servant, and came in the likeness of men. Oh God, we thank You for this, that we remember this very evening and tomorrow. Help us to sing Your praises, to listen attentively, to give all of our hearts to Thee. And Lord, we thank You for that word, that there's room in our hearts and there's always room at Your side for one more sinner to come and find refuge from the certain coming judgment. We pray that if there are any here tonight, that You will prick their hearts and touch them, Lord, with an understanding of the gospel of our Savior. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You may be seated. If other doesn't come, we can take Matthew 1, 18 to 21, and 2, 1 to 12. Every year I've had the opportunity to read a poem that I'd like to read again tonight. This light makes it impossible for me to see everybody, but I'm very conscious that the news reports were that the malls are just filled with people today. Last-minute shoppers. Well, just shoppers, I'd say. But I've read this little poem, I guess, 40 times in this town. Let me read again to you tonight. His name at the top. I had the nicest Christmas list, the longest one in town, till Daddy looked at it and said, "You'll have to cut it down." I knew what he said was true beyond the faintest doubt, but was amazed to hear him say, "You left your best friend out." So I scanned my list again and said, "Oh, that's not true." But Daddy said, "His name's not there, that friend who died for you." And then I clearly understood it was Jesus that he meant. For him who should come first of all, I hadn't planned to send. I'd made a Christmas birthday list and left the Savior out. But oh, it didn't take me long to change the list about. And though I've had to drop some names of folks I like a lot, my Lord must have the most because his name is at the top. How much we need to take hold of something like that. The Lord is so often left out. You've heard, haven't you, that some of the mega churches around the country have closed their doors tomorrow. And I heard a priest was quoted this afternoon from Detroit because some people were concerned about whether they should go to the ball game tomorrow on Christmas Day. And this priest said, "Well, why not?" I said, "I would go too, but I happen to have a mass at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so I can't go." The name of our Lord is just so glibly spoken of, but I just encourage you to put the Lord first in your life. "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." House, clothing, food, all that's necessary. But let's just pray, please, once again. Lord, we just do pray that in each of our hearts, in the quietness of this lovely meeting tonight, Thou would speak to us to put the Lord first, because it's His birthday. The time that we remember that He came into the world in order to redeem us by His own precious blood. We ask in His precious name and with much, much thanksgiving. Amen. I'm going to ask our brother, Pastor Matt Postick, to come again and read for us Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 25, and chapter 2, verses 1 to 12.
If you would all take your Bibles, please, and turn to Matthew 1. I'd like to read from verse 18 through 2:12 and ask you to stand with me as I read. Please join with me and stand. And if you can't see the words because of the light, just pay close attention as I read them. We have good light up here. Okay. The Bible tells us in Matthew 1:18, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not until she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search diligently for the young child, and when you have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, and frankincense, and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way.
You may be seated. Thank you. We've been looking forward for 1 year for the next item on our program to have Brother Leo Coe and his four sons, Christopher, Timothy, Matthew, and Joshua, to come and sing for us now. We're going to have them sing now, and we're saving another time as well. We're going to have two tonight from these dear people. They've come from Chicago to participate with us, and we rejoice in that. Now, brother, it's not that we want to magnify your voices, but we want to record it. Would you go down there and sing, please? Sally's going to sing too. Go closer. That's great. Coming down in front of you so I can hear you better.
Behold the branches growing of love and as form and grace, as prophets sung for knowing, it springs from Jesse's grace. And bears one little flower in midst of coldest winter at deepest midnight hour. Isaiah hath foretold it in words of sure, and Mary's arms enfolded, a virgin meek and pure, through God's eternal will, this child to her is given at midnight. Shepherds heard the story, proclaimed by angels bright, how Christ the Lord of glory was born on earth this night. To Bethlehem they sped, and in the manger found him, as angel heralds said. This flower's fragrance tender with sweetness fills the air, dispels with glorious splendor the darkness everywhere. True man yet very God, from sin and death he saves us and lightens every O Savior, child of Mary, who felt our human woe, O Savior, King of glory, who dost our weakness know, bring us at length, we pray, to the bright courts of heaven and to the endless day.
Amen. We'll get the second blessing later on. Thank you.
We're going to sing a couple more carols. Hymn number 106, please. Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Hymn number 106. 106. Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations, rise, join the triumph of the sky. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Christ by highest heaven's adored, Christ the everlasting Son. Late in time, behold him come, offspring of the Virgin's womb. Veiled in flesh, the Godhead see, hail the incarnate deity. Pleased as man with men to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness. Light and light to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by, born that men no more may die. Born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Let's sing the third verse once again, please. 106. 106, the third verse again. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness. Light and light to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by, born that men no more may die. Born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. We never know how many would come out in a meeting like this, nor when they will come, but we had a little girl here earlier on who is unknown to all of us. It's little Sydney Pope. She was going to play her violin along with her aunt, Naomi Poston, but she's developed some sickness and had to leave. So we lost three or four little children who could have participated with us tonight. But however, we do have Mrs. Renfro, and I've been watching for her to come in, and she is here, and I'm going to ask her to come and play on her accordion for us, please. Thank you very much. She helped us a great deal to go out to Myers last Lord's Day night and to play, and she happened to be in my group. Come along, sister. And she played very nicely for us to help us with our poor voices. Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Nice to have a secretary from Eastern Michigan University who loves the Lord and comes to share with us here. Now, I would like to ask also something that's very special to us. We have a lady in our church who has memorized scads of Bible verses. And I've asked Vicki Whitten tonight to recite for us a portion of Luke's Gospel, chapters 1. No, chapter 2, verses 1 to 20. Chapter 2, verses 1 to 20. If you want to follow her in your Bible, you may, but I tell you, you won't need to help her at all. She's just right on target. Come, sister.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a shepherd, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign, which is Christ the Lord, excuse me. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they had known abroad the things which were told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which the shepherds told them. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the angels returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them.
She's going to say more now.
And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of her purification, according to the law of Moses, were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male child that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout. waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word. Thank you. Now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. And lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. 49. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thine own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed.
Thank you very much. God bless you. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. What a tremendous gift that woman has. And by the way, in May, she is going to be reciting the whole book of Hebrews along with the scripture memory people down in Missouri. Yeah. And they're going to recite the whole New Testament down there. And you may say, well, so what? It's just what we said in Psalm 119. Thy word have I hid my heart, that I might not sin against thee. It's important to memorize the word of God. Thank you so much. Anna Widgen, are you coming alone or are you coming with your mother? Or somebody else? Just fires. Where are you? Okay, dear. Please. Do you want the light? What's happening to you?
I just gotta
You gotta get your husband, your father's permission? Oh, you're playing something. People are so ambidextrous. You never know singing or playing or what. But that's good. Thank you, dear.
Until
rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou wisdom from on high, O workest all things mightily. To us
rearranging the chair there, just to say a good word of thanks to him and his wife for preparing all the chairs the way they are tonight, and the lights. They came over and did this all by themselves, and we are very grateful to our brother for what he's done. Thank you so much, brother. I'd like to ask the Coes to sing one more time for us, please. And when they finish, I'd like to give a little word from the Bible and close off the meeting. Thank you, my brothers. Thank you. Lift up the mic there, Leo. The mic, lift it up.
Seal on earth below, seal.
the tender Lamb of peace, promise from eternal years. Hail, thou ever-blessed morn, hail, redemption's happy dawn, sing through all Jerusalem. Christ is born in Bethlehem. Lo, within a manger lies He who built the starry skies, He who throned in high sublime sits amid the cherubim. Hail, thou ever-blessed morn, hail, redemption's happy dawn, sing through all Jerusalem. Christ is born in Bethlehem. Say, holy shepherd, say, what's your joyful news today? Wherefore have ye left your sheep on the lonely mountain steep? As we watched at dead of night, lo, we saw a wondrous light, angels singing peace on earth, told us of the Savior's birth. Hail, thou ever-blessed morn, hail, redemption's happy dawn, sing through all Jerusalem, Christ is born in Bethlehem.
Could you sing one more verse, please? Please.
Four.
Beautiful.
One more verse.
As we watched at dead of night, lo, we saw a wondrous light, angels singing peace on earth, told us of the Savior's birth. Hail, thou ever-blessed morn, hail, redemption's happy dawn, sing through all Jerusalem, Christ is born in Bethlehem.
Amen. Come back. Come back. I'd like to take about 5 minutes of your time on a very familiar passage of Scripture. If you don't have it in front of you, it's okay. It's John's Gospel, chapter 3. John's Gospel, chapter 3. You know, I was thinking about what's that kind of a tree? Whoops. What are you guys doing there? All right. Is this okay? Here's the other one? Yeah, I'm okay. All right. What's the kind of tree that you can buy at Myers or Frank's or something like that? An artificial tree. Oh, you can go and buy it if you want, but there's something about a real tree that's really nice. I like the odor. I don't like the mess. So, we decide we don't have anything now. And the kids walked in there. a week ago, and they said, "Where's the tree?" The good lady of the house says, "Well, I don't have it anymore." Well, artificial or real? I guess what I want to ask you about, are you for real? Or are you artificial? John 3:16 gives the answer. But not only 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. And I thought that I might help you to understand this passage of Scripture in 5 minutes by giving you 3 verbs, 2 nouns, and 4 conjunctions. You say, "You're always bothering us with grammar." Boy, I heard a lady on the radio today, and her grammar was ferocious. She put an I when a me should have been there. The objective case. But that, I won't bother you with that. There are 3 verbs. The one is loved. God so loved. And the second one is that He gave. And the third is in 1 John chapter 4, verse 9. He sent. Loved, gave, and sent. Really, that's Christmas, isn't it? I was telling some of the folks the other night that I went to Wendy's the other day. I had a freebie of a Wendy's Frosty. 2 little coupons for a small one. One for my wife and one for me. And I put it up and told the lady I wanted these freebies. She said, "Anything else?" I said, "No, that's all I want." See, I think she was quite disappointed. But I found out that she referred to her church. And then when she referred to her church, I found out that she went to Hiawatha Beach Church out here. And then from there, she said, "But who are you?" And I told her who I was. She said, "Oh, I've heard you preach several times." So you can't even hide at a Wendy's. But the Frosty was good. If anybody's gotten more coupons, I'd appreciate them. See me after the meeting. But in any case, it's for real. Boy. And I keep asking people, anything, they say to me, "Anything else I can do for you?" I say, "Yeah, buy me a Frosty." Whether it's talking to Verizon people or at the station where I buy them a petrol, "Can I help you with something else?" Or at the bank, I always say, "Yeah, buy me a Frosty." And the only person who gave it to me once was this lady over here in Carpenter who was going to hire Danae Sherry Vine when she was here from South Africa. Anyway, loved, gave, sent. And every one of those verbs, just to give you a little grammar, they're in the aorist tense of the text of Scripture. He loved once and for all, never gave up on that, and He also gave once and for all, and He sent once for all. They're all aorist tense verbs. Those are the 3 verbs. Don't forget them. That's Christmas. But that's not all. It's the 2 nouns. The one is, He gave the Son. And it's interesting that there's a definite article before the word for Son. Huios is prefixed with a definite article, tan. Tan huion. He gave the Son, a very special one. And He's so special that He's particularized. He's called the only begotten Son. The only begotten Son. That word, by the way, is used about 10 times in the New Testament. But most of the references, except for one, is in reference to the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the only begotten. In Hebrews chapter 11, He's referred to, Paul refers to Isaac as the only begotten Son. Otherwise, it's all in regard to the Lord Jesus. He gave the Son, the only begotten Son. I don't mean to be too emotional tonight, but my wife and I had an only son. We think of it many times. His name was Timothy. And a lady told us in Africa, well, she said, you know, there are other children. I said, yeah, that's fine, but that's the only one we got. And the Lord took him. So if people say, how many children do you have? We say, well, we got four. Three here and one in glory. I think I know what it means when the Lord gave his only begotten Son. I see Brother Leo here tonight. I remember when he wasn't even married. I remember when he got to know Sally here at the university. Now we got four children. Fine young men. I think of Brother Mbala in Kanga. He was telling us this morning about how precious the children are. He's got six of them. But when you have one, and that one is taken, well, this one was given. He loved us so much that he gave him that one precious son. And he was the only begotten. In a very special way, the Lord tells us that the Lord Jesus has a special place in God's heart. And he gave him for us. Don't forget that. That's Christmas. You see, the problem is that we have been caught in the technology of the day. The job is okay. The medicine is okay. The food is okay. The clothes are okay. Come on, tell me the gospel truth. You never worry about this stuff. Or do you? Are you for real? Are you one of those, what kind of churches? What kind of tree is that? Artificial. Are you a real Christian or you're an artificial one? Tell me, when was the last time you got down on your knees or even stopped to think, I wonder what's coming next? You see, I was telling my wife tonight as we came over here, there was a bum walking straight down Huron Street with a telephone in his ear. A bum, a guy that is a street guy, got a phone in his ear. We got everything. We never ask anything. We don't need anything. Or do we go to God and say, hey God, you know, I've got nothing. Zero. Some of us are so brainy that we think we know everything, so we never go to God and say, Lord, help me to understand this or that. Technology has taken us over. This is modern stuff. We got it so made, so well made, we never really stop and think about, well, am I for real or am I a what? Artificial. Am I a real Christian? Three verbs, two nouns, four conjunctions. You can't see them all in your text, but I can tell you they're all there. It's the verb, it's the conjunction hina. And hina means a purpose. There are four of them in this text. And one of them relates to eternal life. God loved, he gave, he sent the Son, the only begotten Son, that we might have eternal life. Does it mean anything to you? Do you ever jump up and down and say, I got eternal life? Does it really come to your heart? The second thing that he provides for us, he says, we're saved. Saved. Sin is a disease. and the disease brings you to death. But He saved us from sin, from death. That's what comes out of these verses. And then there's a wonderful word that He brings us to the place where we're not brought under condemnation. We're not reproved. This is fantastic. And the thing is that we're not reproved because of deeds, which is the last one. Now come on, get off of it to tell me that you're not saved by grace, by faith in the Lord Jesus. But you must do something. The deeds are there. People don't come to the light because their deeds are evil, this section says. But we come to the light to show forth, to manifest our deeds, that they are wrought in God. I think the artificial stuff is because the deeds aren't being shown. You come to the light to say, He loved me, He gave Himself for me, He sent His Son for me. His only Son, the only one He had, to give me eternal life, to give me salvation, a healed soul. And He came to reprove what was bad, and my deeds demonstrate that I really am for real. Are you for real? Are you an artificial tree? Think about that, my friend. That lady at Wendy said to me, I don't know whether to say Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays. She didn't know what to say. Because today it's not socially acceptable to say Christmas. You got to say something else. But He's more than a holiday, my friend. He's our precious Savior. Make it for real for yourself. If it's not tonight, before you leave this meeting, just bow your head and say, Lord, I want to be for real. Not an artificial tree. I want to be a real believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. The world is dying for real stuff. And I just trust that you'll understand that. I am convinced that it takes some seasoning in your life to understand the reality of the living Savior. Is He your living Savior? If He's not, make sure that He is before you leave the meeting. God bless you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, use Thy Word in our hearts to glorify Thee. We thank Thee for the music we've enjoyed tonight. We thank Thee for the reading of the Bible. We thank Thee, Lord, for the prayers. We thank Thee for the carols which we've sung. And now we just ask, Lord, in the closing moments of this meeting tonight, the children may be blessed as our sister Naomi Postiff sings for them. Lord, hear our prayer, we ask in Jesus' precious name. I pray with thanksgiving. Amen. You know, I see some kids here tonight. They're now older, but they used to sit down here in the front. And for the little children here tonight, I suspect that if you feel that you want to do this, you're most welcome. All the smaller children come here, and our sister will sing for you the song which has been sung in our church for years and years and years. Come, our sister. Come, children. Come on, Hayden. You start it. Hopi, you want to come, sweetheart? Our little granddaughter? Sure. Thank you, sweetheart. And Joseph and Deborah. Where's Emmy? Come on, Emmy. Atta girl. You don't have too many up here, sister, but that's okay. They're all precious in the Lord's sight. And where is that little boy, David? He's upstairs. Okay. Thank you. Next year, yeah. All right.
Well, it's good we have a good group here, because I was actually going to ask you guys to help me tonight, and I know we have good singers out there. And we're going to do a song called Tell Me the Story of Jesus. And there's two parts to the song. There's a chorus that keeps coming up, and then the verses. And so I'd like you to help me sing the chorus, okay? And it's pretty simple. The words say, tell me the story of Jesus. Write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. And I'll kind of indicate to you when to sing that, okay? And you can sit up tall and use your best voices to sing, okay? And then I'll sing the other parts. I'm actually going to sing that first thing so you can hear what it sounds like. And then when it comes back, you can sing it with me. It'll come up about three other times, okay? Okay. Story of Jesus, write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Tell how the angels in chorus sing as they welcomed his birth. Glory to God in the highest, peace and good tidings to earth. Tell me the story of Jesus, write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Fasting alone in a desert, tell of the days that are past. How for our sins he was tempted, yet was triumphant at last. Tell of the years of his labor, tell of the sorrow he bore. He was despised and afflicted, homeless, rejected, and poor. Tell me the story of Jesus, write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Tell of the cross where they nailed him, writhing in anguish and pain. Tell of the grave where they laid him. Tell how he liveth again. Love in that story most tender, clearer than ever I see. Still let me weep while you whisper, love paid the ransom for me. Jesus, write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Good job.
Let's all stand and sing hymn number 18, please. Hymn number 18. Let angels prostrate fall, bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord alone. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord. He chose and raised up Israel's grace, he ransomed from the fall. Made him who saved you by his grace, and crowned him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Let every in every tribe in this terrestrial ball to him majesty ascribe and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the majesty ascribe and crown him Lord of all.
Now we sing that last verse, and may you in your own heart say, he loved me, he gave himself for me, he was sent by the Father for me, the Son, the only begotten Son, and I have four wonderful treasures, gifts from him, eternal life. I'm saved, and I have this wonderful lack of, I'm not reproved, I'm not told about my faults anymore, but I have deeds to demonstrate that I belong to him. What a wonderful privilege we have to be Christians, born-again believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's sing this last verse with great energy before the Lord. Sing, please. All that with yonder sacred throng we at his feet may fall, we'll join the everlasting song and cry, Lord of all. We'll join the everlasting song and crown him Lord of all. I'm going to ask my son John to lead us in a closing word of prayer. Will you come here? Come pray here. Thank you all.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the great privilege of being here tonight and the great privilege of coming together with one another. I remember some 2,000 years ago when you intervened in our lives to send your Son as a gift to man for our salvation. You intervened at a time of great need in the lives of people and love us in a special way, want to have a relationship with us. And I pray that each one who's here tonight might once again examine themselves and the relationship which they have with Jesus Christ. Is it superficial or is it real? Is it based upon things that really don't matter? Or is it based upon the unique Son of God who gave himself for us? We thank you for that. Take everyone home in safety tonight. And may our thoughts be on the mundane, but rather on Christ who gave himself for us. In your name we pray with thanksgiving, Lord. Amen.